money come Sunday. The Eagle of America is coming back to Texas after a powerful no more delay in New York and in Texas. God is about to change your story. Money come. The Eagle of America with the Angel of Prosperity will see you there. Angel of Prosperity will see you there. God bless you. Love you. We'll see you in Texas.
You heard it, folks. The Angel of Prosperity is arriving in Texas. Ed Citronelli has called upon the Angel of Prosperity. And, this is disturbing that people actually believe this trash. It's disturbing that people actually think that this is real.
The Angel of Prosperity has been commissioned by Jesus Christ to meet you at the Money Come Financial Deliverance Sunday. The Angel of Prosperity has been commissioned by Jesus Christ to meet you at the Money Come Financial Deliverance Sunday. You can't miss this service. Your time has come to have access to prosperity for your life Jesus' way. By the hand of this prosperity angel, on Sunday, July 7th, debts will be canceled, promotions will be released, and miracles will take...
This is the same individual that conducts a lot of fake deliverances as well. Deliverances where he starts conducting interviews with demons as if this is an Oprah interview. You know, where are you? How are you? What did you eat today, demon? You know, like, I don't understand how these people think that that's a deliverance. Let's have a conversation with a demon. Let's see if the demon's going to tell us the truth.
Nigerian demon. Fire! Mighty number. I command right now. Get! Fire! You demon! You get! Hey, 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 where you going? Get! You demon! Hey, who are you? Fire! Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Speak out! Speak out, you demon that has been tormenting this woman. Your time is up and your time has come to expire. Who are you? Speak out! You see this demon? Look, look, look. I just put my hand. But the hand of the Lord is too much. Leave me alone.
The condition that is happening to those that are part of this western side of the world that people may call the church. I don't think it's the church. I think this is a false version of the church. Okay? But it's very similar to Isaiah 30:10, which say to the seers, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. The only one who is going to make bank in Texas is going to be Ed Citronelli. You see, if he truly believed that the angel of the Lord of prosperity walked with him left and right, he wouldn't have to sell you any books. He wouldn't have to ask you for any offerings. He wouldn't have to manipulate you and tell you that if you sow a miracle seed, sow this miracle seed and see your breakthrough, many of them will tell you. Well, if you have the angel of prosperity there, then why even ask for a seed? Why even ask for anything like that? You see, what's happening here is a lot of manipulation and a lot of deception.
And getting deliverance one by one, and God is doing a good job. Now there's a little more left. But God is going to finish what he began. Look at that sister. Come here. Come, you. Come here. Come here. Leave everything behind. It's okay. It's okay. This is not to embarrass you. This is to bless you.
Drinking holy water. She's praying. Oh my God.
Oh. Where does she get this holy water from?
You.
Huh?
It's all over. She puts it in everything. 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 The soda.
She sprays everything. With the holy water.
Everything.
The soda.
She cleans How with it. Everything.
She cleans the house.
The holy. She got a place painted. She put holy
May
water.
May your house be holy in the name of Jesus. May every food that you eat be sanctified by the holiness of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to think about the fact that you have a man in Ed Citronelli that is telling you that an entity, an angel of prosperity is traveling with him to Texas. And people flock to hear what that angel says. When the scriptures tell you very clearly not to have any place with familiar spirits, not to be defiled by these familiar spirits, but you have people that because they want prosperity, they're going to go there to Ed Citronelli, he's going to lay hands on them, and he's going to declare prosperity, and they're going in there to encounter the entity of prosperity. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. In Galatians 1:8, what do you think it has that example on there? Could it be that these verses are there because indeed fallen angels may be able to come and entice congregations and entice different types of church gatherings with teachings that are unbiblical? You see, in many cases, there's a lot of charlatans out there that will tell you that money cometh now. God wants you to have money. Money, money, money cometh. Money cometh, money cometh, money cometh, and this and that and the other. But there's also the diabolical. The fact that this man is telling you that an entity will be there to give you prosperity and you have people flocking to it? If that doesn't make you sad, I don't know what else will. The reality is that for the large majority of people in the United States of America, even if you're struggling, you're still possibly a millionaire compared to people that are living in third world nation. When you turned on your hot water today, did you have hot water? Not everyone has that. Do you have a phone? Do you have internet? Not everyone has that. Did you eat something yesterday? Not everyone has that. But you know what many of these nations do have? They're on fire for the Lord. Many of them don't have what we have, but they're on fire for the Lord because they understand that the deliverance comes from the Heavenly Father. America, though, a nation that once upon a time used to send missionaries and teachers and evangelists and preachers all over the world to spread the gospel, we're now the ones that we have all of the technology available to be good Bereans, yet we are lukewarm as ever. There is no angel of prosperity going to that seminar that Ed Citronelli is setting up. There will be familiar spirits. There will be entities. There will be witchcraft. There will be manipulation. There will be fallen angels. You may even get a little bit of emotionalism. But at the end of the day, what has happened to all of you that are even willing to attend these places? What has happened in your mind where we've taken our eyesight from the kingdom of God? And we placed our eyesight in so many things, including the material. May God have mercy on those that call themselves the church in America. Because I am telling you that judgment starts at the house of God. And once that judgment begins, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Prosperity gospel is diabolical. I want us to close in prayer, but as we close in prayer, I want you to make sure that you stay keeping things in check. You see, the only way that a person can turn into this is via pride. And pride can get us all, even those who think that they're Bereans. Pride can knock on all of our doors. May us never forget that the only reason that we know the truth is because of Jesus Christ. For you see, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And he said it again in verse 9, as we said before. Look how important this is. So I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your mercy, and we want to thank you for the opportunity to come again together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, whomever is going to be attending this conference this week, convict their hearts so that they can repent and stay home. Heavenly Father, whenever you have a person who claims to be a leader or a minister, tell people that they're bringing an entity and or an angel with them to a conference. Father, you know that diabolical acts and things happen in places like this, and they try to credit you for it, but you have nothing to do with any of these diabolical conferences. Father, for the many people that are involved in the prosperity gospel, may they understand that we came into this world butt naked, and we are leaving with eternal life. What else do you want? The King of Kings translated you from the kingdoms of darkness into the kingdoms of his dear son, and yet you want more? Heavenly Father, convict our hearts. Convict our hearts to see how blessed we truly are. When we open our eyes and we see how blessed we truly are via living a grateful life, Heavenly Father, we just have to change our perspective. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May God bless you and your whole family. Thank you again for tuning into the channel. We're really, really grateful for that. Would you mind taking a second or two to press a thumbs up, subscribe, and or share this video? Via doing so, we can stay in touch, of course. We have a lot of weekly content on here, and I look forward to the fellowship with all of you, okay? New uploads every week, and pray for all of these people. And remember to always watch for pride, okay? When you feel conviction from the Holy Spirit, don't ignore that conviction, okay? Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, they have an ability to make your thoughts sound like they're your own even thoughts. They may even bring verses and theologies into the mix. Just be cautious and let God be true and every man be a liar, casting down imaginations to the word of God. God bless you guys. Thank you for your support to this ministry. God bless you guys, and see you in a couple of days with a new upload. Be blessed. In Jesus' name.